How about the debut? And nervous, excited?
Very excited. Yeah. Very excited. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for quite a while, and training's been great. I'm happy with the matchup that they found for me, so I'm looking forward to a good time on Friday night.
And you kind of just almost pretty much got into this. But I mean, talk through how you decided to, you know, to get into it, and obviously your father, and was that enticing for you at all, or did it not get to you until later?
Initially, you know, I was a huge fan of the sport from growing up watching Dad compete. And then I took up training just as a hobby after college to stay in shape, and really enjoyed the jiu-jitsu. Did a little bit of competition in that, but never really thought I'd pursue it as a career. I was working at a bank back then in Washington. When Dad invited me to come and work at the gym, I thought it would be great to be closer to him, be involved in the family business, but still figured I'd be a business person and just train for fun on the side. But the more that I was around the fighters and the more that I was training and training at a higher level, I decided to give competition a try, and once I got in the ring for the first time, I was hooked. So I was a little apprehensive because I knew there'd be a lot of extra eyes on me because of my last name, but you know, I was just in love with it, so I kind of had to do it anyway.
Yeah, do you feel that pressure because the Couture name?
I don't really. No, I haven't. I keep waiting for that to kind of sink in, but you know, I get a lot more attention. I do a lot more interviews and this kind of stuff than most people at this stage in my career, but you know, I feel like it's all comes with the job. It's something that I would have been aspiring to eventually anyway, so it's just happening a little sooner for me than it does for most.
How many amateur fights did you have, and what was your...
I had 7 amateur fights. I went 5 1-on-1.
That's a good time to get out of banking.
Yeah, definitely.
See that,
yeah, was right before everything kind of went down the drain with that, actually, so I didn't know I was doing it, but it was a good time.
And you had a chance to meet your opponent this morning.
Yep.
What do you think about him, and just the style of that you kind of see setting up?
It was nice to kind of get to size him up physically this morning. Is about how I anticipated him to be. From the tape I've watched, I like the matchup for me. You know, he likes to get the fight to the ground. That's where I've won all of my fights. So I'm looking forward to a good scrap on Friday. He seems like a nice kid, but that's not going to stop me from punching him in the face.
He's a local kid, obviously. You've got the big name. How do you expect the crowd?
It'll be interesting to see. I've got a lot of friends and family coming in from out of town, so I should have a pretty good cheering section, but I'd expect him to have the hometown crowd on his side.
Does that motivate you either way? People going against you, going for
you? Nah, I'm not too worried about it. You know, I guess in most of my amateur fights, I was probably the crowd favorite, but it's not something that really matters. Once I get in the cage, I'm not going to hear too much of that anyway.
Is your dad going to be in your corner on Friday?
Yeah, he comes in Friday. He's busy training all week for his fight coming up, but he's making the trip down to corner me on Friday.
That might help with the cheering.
Yeah, that's true. They'll be cheering for him, if not for me, so that always helps.
What is that relationship like? Is he hands-on with you, or is he kind of step back and let you do progress the way?
He kind of hangs back and waits for me to come to him. He doesn't want to put any extra pressure on me or make me feel like he's pushing me in any certain direction, but he's a fantastic resource, obviously, to have at my disposal, and anytime I have any questions or concerns, he's always really good at helping me work through them, and you know, I couldn't be luckier than to have him in my life.
What are you thinking? What did he say when you told him that, you're going to be a fighter?
I think he kind of had felt I was ready for a while, to be honest. He seemed like, okay, cool, let's do it. You know, he was very supportive, and he just started making phone calls and helping me get situated and got me to where I'm at now. So.
How about your mom? She tried to talk you out of it.
I kind of expected her to. She was a nervous wreck watching me wrestle in high school even, so I figured she'd hate the fighting, and there was a time where she was pretty opposed to it, but the more she's watched, the more she's getting comfortable with it, and you know, she's a great supporter to have too. I'm excited she's going to be able to make the trip.
What's next for you sooner when you went Friday night?
We'll just see where they want to have me fight next and what opponent we can come up with, and you know, I'm just planning on getting a few wins under my belt and kind of getting comfortable fighting as a pro, and then we'll see where this thing goes.
Thank you. Some people are talking about, you know, questioning why, you know, they're putting you on the main cards because of your name and selling tickets. Can you get just your thoughts on that and your rebuttal?
I think that's absolutely because of my last name and selling tickets. It's not like I've paid my dues as a pro and have a solid pro resume to justify putting me on the main card. But you know, it's a business thing, and the name gets a lot of attention. So it's just a fact of life, really, at this point. There are going to be people who are bitter about that and who hold that against me, but there's nothing I can do about that. You know, I've just got to go in and fight and hopefully impress everyone with my performance in the cage.
And right now, where do you feel comfortable? Is it just trusting that he's going to try to just take it to the ground and control him like that? Or?
You know, I think in this fight I actually have the largest advantage standing. I've worked really hard on my kickboxing for the last, really 2 years, and I feel like I'm very sharp there, and I haven't got a chance to show a lot of that off yet. But I'm happy wherever the fight goes. You know, I'm very comfortable grappling, but I'd like to try and test out my stand-up with this with Lucas as well.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
See you Friday.